Hello, and welcome to the Uncharted Podcast, where we explore possibilities in higher education through uplifting conversations and inspiring ideas. I'm Tara Hargrove, one of your hosts for today, and with me is today's co-host, Becky St. Clair. Hi, Becky.
Hey, Tara. Nice to be here. To our listeners, thanks for joining us here on Uncharted. Today, we're going to be talking with Tony Nakashima, new athletics director here at Pacific Union College. We'll be talking about his journey in athletics, what drew him to PUC, his vision and goals for the athletics department, and how he approaches leadership and mentoring student athletes. Plus, we'll explore the challenges and opportunities he sees ahead and get to know him personally. Welcome to the podcast, Tony.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We are excited to get to know you. You just got here.
I did.
When did you arrive in Angwin?
I arrived on, I think it was a Friday of the last June. But I started July 1st.
Okay.
When I got here, the moving truck broke down.
Oh.
So there was a couple of days where I had zero furniture.
Oh, no. Were you sleeping on the floor?
Luckily, I had my cot, so I was sleeping on a cot at least.
Welcome to Angwin.
Just camping, you know, in my living room.
All right.
Wow.
Well, we're super glad you're here. Tell us a little bit about where you were before this. How did you end up at PUC?
Yeah, so the last 4 years, I was the women's basketball head coach at Walla Walla University. I have a cousin that also works here. So she told me about the job. And then she's on me about accepting it and just thinking about it and everything like that. She's a big recruiter, let me say that.
Good for her. We'll have to give her extra points for that.
Brownie points for recruiting. Absolutely. Well, how did you get into athletics in general? How did that career start for you?
Yeah. So, I did graduate from PUC a long time ago, but I had some odd jobs. And then it wasn't until I was working in Hollywood at a talent agency.
You're just going to drop that right there.
Wow. Okay.
All right. Well, when I was working in Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, I didn't enjoy it. I didn't like it, and I didn't want to pursue it. I was there for about a year and a half, but it was a blessing in disguise, even though how much I didn't like it. And I say that because it made me reevaluate my life and my career. And so it got me thinking, okay, well, what do I want to do then? And so basketball has always been a big passion of mine. And then so I moved back to Portland where I had my basketball connections. And so I was coaching at my former high school. And then the next year I started at Warner Pacific College. Now my journey has been, I've moved around a lot. So I started at Warner Pacific College in Portland, Oregon. Then I went to Bethany College in Kansas. And then I was at the University of Montana Western. And then I was at the University of Kentucky. And then Northern State University in South Dakota. And then Walla Walla University. And then now here.
Wow. You hit almost all 50 states right there.
Yeah.
That is half the country on that list.
Yeah. But I do go back on saying that the talent agency job is what really got me on this path.
Oh, interesting. That's an interesting path. So what has it been like stepping into this role?
It's been great. Busy, a lot of meetings and just learning, learning how things are done here and just trying to navigate and see what new ideas I can bring, meeting new people, meeting the staff. And, it was starting to slow down for a second. And literally like a second. And then, we had our soccer teams come and then our women's volleyball team. So it's starting to pick up and we've had some games. So, but it's been great.
Good.
Nice.
Glad you have a positive start despite the whole no furniture thing. At least we got you into the job on a strong note. We're good with that.
Yeah, you have a desk, right? At least.
I do.
Okay, that's good.
And you aren't sleeping under it. So we're good.
Yeah.
What has surprised you so far about what you're doing?
There's not a lot of surprises. I think what really helped was that I went to school here, for 3 years and graduated. So, I was just telling somebody the other day that I think it would have been a lot harder if I didn't know, what PUC was about, I think it's a lot easier, obviously being in school here and living in Angwin and things like that. So there really hasn't been a lot of surprises other than just obviously learning a new role, right?
Right.
I've been coaching for the last 11 years.
Okay.
And so, you know, even though I've been at different programs, I know kind of like at least moving from one program to another, I know what to do kind of, you know, the basics.
Yeah.
Whereas now, you know, I was a little nervous before, before starting that I don't know what my day to day is going to look like, you know, compared to when I was bouncing around and coaching. You kind of still know, you know, the basics, but I guess is the most surprising part, but really not a lot of surprises.
Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't a PUC alum, so it was an adjustment to come here.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Definitely. Walla Walla is a pretty small area, but it's still a bit more populated than here.
Yes.
So that is, I feel like in some ways that's a good move. Like I kind of like the quiet and the remoteness a bit, but there are also drawbacks to that. So
yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, I remember when I came on my interview, I haven't been back since I think it was like 2012. And so when I was driving here on my interview, I was like, it was nostalgia, you know, but then also a part of it is, you know, looking at how beautiful, reminding me how beautiful this place is.
Yes.
You know, it's just, yeah. It may be because I'm older too. I can recognize that. But
right. Appreciate it more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was just like, wow, you know, it's cool. So, and yeah, I love California. I do.
Oh. Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. It's beautiful here. The weather is, yeah.
So you're going to stick around for a while. That's good.
Winning. Right answer, Tony.
Yes, that's the right answer. So what would you say were your like first impressions of students, staff, the community here, especially since you're coming back, right? So it's got to be a little bit different. You're in a little bit different role, older now, right? So what would you say is your first impressions?
Yeah, it's been great. Everyone, you know, I obviously heard from my cousin how great the people are, and it's definitely lived up to the hype. So it's been great. Like everyone's been so nice. You know, I've gotten with the welcoming crew that welcomed when I first got here. to people inviting me over for lunches and dinners. So that's just been, you know, so amazing and helpful. And then the student athletes, you know, when I'm getting to know them, and they just have so much potential. There's just some great leaders out there, and I love to see it, you know, and I'm still getting to know them, but as I'm getting to know them, I see, you know, things. I'm like, wow, that person's amazing. And, you know, I heard of a story of a student athlete that wanted to give up some of his scholarship to a teammate.
Aww.
Because he didn't need it. And he gave it to his teammates who needed it.
Wow.
That is incredible.
Yeah. And so I was sitting with our soccer coach, and, you know, student athlete came in and told his coach that right in front of me. And I was just, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow. You know, like
yeah.
Giving it up for your teammate, you know, like, you know, giving that away was, wow, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah. That's a great story.
Yes, it is.
I got goosebumps. that's really cool. I hadn't heard that story.
Yeah. That is cool.
Yeah.
Were you an athlete when you were here?
Oh yeah.
Well, I tore my Achilles here.
Oh,
so. Okay. So yes.
No,
par for the course as an athlete.
I transferred it, and yeah, I tore my Achilles here. Mm-hmm. And so after that, I wasn't the same after that. So, and fun fact, so I tore my left one, my left Achilles here. And then 5 years ago, I actually tore my right Achilles.
Oh.
And you're still somehow upright and walking.
Barely.
Okay. All right. I see why the switch has moved on, gone from coaching to administration.
Yeah.
I get it now.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Makes sense. Yeah. Yes.
So I will not, you know, I mean, you know, at other places I've been at, you know, oh, you're going to play in a row? Nope. I don't do anything.
Mm.
You know, I'll ride the bike for exercise.
Yeah.
You know, I'll walk, but I'm too competitive that, especially with basketball, you know, I'm going to go 110%, but I don't want to do that because I don't need to. And I'm going to play it safe.
Yeah.
And, you know, not get injured.
At least you can really understand the athlete's perspective too, though, when they, because injuries happen and it can be really emotionally difficult.
Yes.
Right. For athletes, I'm sure.
Yep.
I'm not
yep.
an athlete.
Me neither. Sorry. But anytime you have something that you are really passionate about, and then that's taken away from you out of beyond your control, and you have a time, a set time, they're like, well, the doctor says you ain't playing for X yeah. weeks. Like, that's rough.
Yeah.
And also, yeah. I feel like there's, you've built up this real camaraderie, that's the name I'm looking for, between your teammates. And then, I've had student athletes work for me, and having talked with them when they got injured, part of their emotional struggles were that they felt like they were letting the team down to not yeah. be able to participate. And so I think there's a lot of yeah. stuff tied to that.
For sure.
Yeah, for sure. And technically I did play basketball and I like basketball. So.
Yeah, there we go.
All right. You can have the basketball. Basketball court's all yours.
No one-on-ones, I guess. Huh? All right.
Well, as you've switched from coaching to administration, it's kind of your prerogative now to choose priorities for how athletics, the direction athletics is going. Talk to us a little bit about what your thoughts are for prioritizing what's happening in athletics for the next 1 to 3 years or just this year, whatever you want to start with.
Yeah, I think one of my biggest priorities right now is enhancing the student athlete experience. Mm-hmm. You know, as much as we can, right? I mean, we do have some limitations, obviously, but just enhancing it as much as we can, making this a place that, you know, people are proud to be a part of and that they where they want to be. But it starts with the student athletes. So just trying to do little things here and there to just enhance the experience for them. Another one is just developing the student athlete as a whole, right? Spiritually, academically, athletically, and personally. Mm-hmm. You know, that's huge because building those relationships and just helping them grow in every aspect, right? Like, we're here for the student athletes. So that's another one. And then, you know, with me being the athletic director, it's now, you know, like compared to it's now supporting the coaches. Whereas when I was a coach, mm-hmm. you know, it was my team. Now, kind of now it's like now my team is now like the coaching staff, mm-hmm. right? Now, it, you know, true. It is the student right. athletes, but now it's like, so, you know, just supporting the coaches, you know, having their backs and just, you know, building those relationships with them, mm-hmm. you know, is huge. And then lastly, just, you know, collaborating with administration. Right. You know, that's huge. Like yeah. the communication, building those bridges, not saying that it wasn't there, but with me being new, mm-hmm. You know, that's why yeah. when I started, like I had a lot of meetings, which it was a lot, but it was great. You know, it was needed to be done.
Yeah.
So just, you know, just those are kind of like the main priorities, you know, as this year goes on.
Yeah. Wow. That seems like some pretty big, big goals to do. That's a lot. But what are you like looking further than that? What are your long-term goals? 3 to 5 years. I obviously those things will impact long-term goals, but do you have any other long-term kind of plans?
Yeah, it's just, you know, I think building a foundation, you know, I want quality over quantity right now. You know, let's focus on what we have and build it up, mm-hmm. which is going to take time. And then, but, you know, so just making sure that we're graduating these student athletes, celebrating them. And then, you know, I am competitive, like I said earlier. So it's just like, I want to be, you know, competitive in every sport. Now that doesn't mean winning at any cost, but doing things the right way. But, you know, we want to be competitive. You know, my analogy that I use is kind of like, is food, right? As in, you know, food brings people in.
Yeah.
You know, if we can make this a place that people want to be, it's going to draw people here. Yeah. And then we can grow from there.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like food, right? Free food brings people in. Yeah. And then now you can talk to them and stuff. So let's make this a place that, you know, a place that people want to be at and take pride in and to draw them in. Now we can witness to them and everything like that.
Mm. So true. We didn't have any food for you today. Sorry, Tony.
I know. We gotta rethink that.
Yeah, we need to have some food.
I'm telling you, food brings people in. It really does.
We can interview anybody if we have food.
Exactly.
Here.
Exactly.
I'm on
no
it.
Food allowed. Sorry. 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 Oh, that is a rule in here. So.
So you mentioned competition, and I kind of want to touch on that a little bit more. How do you balance that competitive spirit while also staying true to PUC's mission?
Yeah. you know, just if, you know, if we can develop the student athlete as a whole, you know, want each team to compete, but don't have the mentality of like winning at all costs, right? Mm-hmm. Doing things the right way. So, I mean, sports teach you a lot of great,
yes,
great characteristics, right? And so just making sure we're doing the things the right way. Like there's a quote that I love, how you do anything is how you do everything. You know, and so, you know, we want to compete the right way, right? Like, you know, obviously we don't want to lose, but there's a way to do things the right way, right? Like, you know, sportsmanship, things like that. Yeah. So, you know, just the way we compete, you know, helping an opponent up, you know, if they fall, you know, little things like that.
Yeah. Little things that are big, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
Yeah. And then just, and like, just like greeting, greeting teams when they come, you know, or at the end of the games. Well, you know, I don't know if we do it here, but, you know, you always shake the opponent's hands. Yes. Just, you know, making sure that you do that, win or lose.
Yeah.
You know, if you do win, you're not rubbing in their faces, things like that. So, yeah, I mean, obviously we still want to be competitive and, you know, you want to be your best, but, you know, doing it in a respectful way.
Right. That's kind of how you can approach anything in life. Like, I feel like that's how I try and approach everything that I do at work or personally, like do it the right way. And you can still want to be successful. You can still want to do a good job at what you're doing while still also maintaining that professionalism and that Christian spirit of compassion and friendship. Like,
And make friends with the, you know, with the other team, you know, I mean, and that doesn't mean you're going to ease up on them when you play. But, you know, I mean, in today's world with sports, and I'm going to reference basketball because, you know, I'm more familiar. But, like, these kids, they play, they've maybe played on the same AAU team together, and then they go to different colleges, and then now they're playing against each other. So now you already have that, like, you know, you already know who's on the other team, but you still go hard at them.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, there's that respect and even that friendship, too.
Yeah. That friendly competition.
Yep.
Totally possible.
Yep.
Yeah, Becky and I compete all the time.
it's easy because I win.
What do you guys compete at? Or what do you guys compete?
Oh, that's a whole other podcast episode.
Yeah, I'm not sure we need to go into that today, but listen in for Becky versus Tara, I guess.
That could be like an ongoing series.
Ooh, there we go.
We're going to have to think about this.
Yeah, great ideas. Love it, Tony. So what do you think are the biggest challenges you see ahead? And how do you plan to tackle those?
I think a big challenge for me is learning the new role, right? Mm-hmm. Like, like I said, I was coaching for 11 years. And so the challenge is now, you know, perfecting my role and how I can be there for the coaches and student athletes. And to really be careful, I don't want to be that athletic director who steps on the coach's toes. You know, I'm not going to tell him what to do or anything like that, but just, you know, let him know that I am here for input, but I'm not going to tell you how to run your program, things like that, you know? So yeah, that's going to be challenging, you know, I mean, cause you know, with basketball, you know, the basketball teams aren't here yet. But you know, I know it's going to be a challenge of, you know, taking a step back and learning this new role.
Yeah. When you're going to want to jump in and do the coach thing, because it's like been your life for over a decade. Yeah. It's hard to take a step back when you've adopted a new place, a new position.
Yep. And
I think but our coach Banks, first I heard great things about him, and now that I'm, you know, getting to know him, he's great. So, you know, that's the other thing is like, empower him to do, you know, what he knows how to do. And yeah, it is going to be hard, but, you know, but he's, you know, he's been great. So I can't wait to see what he's going to do and the other coaches as well.
Right. How big is your team of coaches? How many coaches do you have?
So right now we have one coach who does both men's and women's soccer, and then one who does men's and women's basketball, one who does both men's and women's cross country. And then we have our women's volleyball coach, and then our men's volleyball coach. So five.
Okay.
Okay. Wow.
Sounds like you have a good crew, though.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, I've heard pretty good things. I don't think I have met all of the coaches, but I've heard good things. I'm looking forward to what's going to happen this year.
Yeah. Welcome to the games and get to know them, because they you know, obviously I've been here for over a month now, and you know, we've had meetings and stuff, and yeah, they're a really good group.
Good. Excellent.
That's great. And you said that so soccer and volleyball are already on campus, right? Yes. So they come early.
Yep.
And they already have games starting. Mm-hmm. So we could be going to those.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is the schedule posted somewhere where people can find it easily?
I believe so. It's on our website.
Okay. We'll put the link to that in our show notes.
Yes. Yeah.
So you guys can find the schedule and show up and cheer.
Yes, please do. Please.
Wear the Pioneer Pete hats. We got to start selling those. We need some Pioneer Pete hats. I'm just kidding. No, we don't need Pioneer.
I don't know what you're referring
to. You know who Pioneer Pete is?
Oh. No, I do know who Pioneer Pete is. Oh, my. I just don't know about the hats. I don't think that we'd get many hats
it's
sold.
It's better than the belt buckle. Or suspenders? What does he have? He has like... Anyway, I don't dress like a pioneer. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You gotta have that team spirit, but I don't know about the pioneer guard. Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, go to games is the point.
Come to our games, yeah.
I love the basketball games. I've been to those. I haven't been to a soccer or volleyball game, I don't think, before, but the basketball games are fun.
Yeah.
They're high energy.
Yes.
Like, I've seen the soccer players out there doing a game on the field out there, and it's like they got music going.
Yep.
There's bleachers and people are cheering. The announcer, it's all high energy.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah. It's exciting.
Yes.
So, okay, we've talked about some challenges. What do you see are some opportunities maybe for athletics to stand out here at PUC?
Yeah. You know, it is beautiful. Napa Valley. I think that's a huge, very unique. We do have a lot of new coaches. And so the exciting part of that is, you know, I'm excited to see what they're doing. You know, they're new. Now we have, you know, not everyone's new, but we have a lot of good coaches. Like I said, the coaching staff is great. They're great people. They're going to be great coaches. So that's also unique. And I think from my time being here, you know, I know one of our strongest programs is nursing.
Mm-hmm.
This provides an opportunity to be able to do nursing and play.
Yeah.
You know, play a sport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, at some other places, universities, and that opportunity isn't available, you know? So here it's a really great nursing program, but you can also continue to play the sport that, you know, you love.
I do think that PUC does a really good job at allowing, because we do have a lot of nursing majors and we have a lot of double majors. And I think that PUC does a really great job of allowing students to do both the majors they want to do the extracurriculars they want to do, be involved in student leadership, as well as doing athletics and music and nursing and whatever else there is. That's something that I've really been impressed by since I've been here. I've worked at two other Adventist campuses, and so kind of comparing, they're different cultures. There's a different setup here than there is other places, but that's something that stood out to me when I first got here, is that the flexibility, how everybody's willing to try and help the students fit in the things that they both need to and want to, so that they have that rich college experience while they're here.
Sure.
There's so many different things you can gain from all those different experiences, and they're all valuable, and I like that we do see that there's so many different ways that you can get that. So talking about leadership, how do you define good leadership in athletics?
I think one is connecting with others, you know, building those relationships, communicating, and then another is the act of service. You know, being, you know, willing and, you know, serving others. And then I think the last is leading by example, you know, earning that respect. You know, I think those are, you know, really important qualities that makes a good leader.
Yeah.
Do you have methods and strategies for trying to implement that kind of a leadership in your student athlete leaders?
Holding them to a high standard, holding them accountable. I think that, you know, really helps, you know, like, you know, the thing about, you know, like being a coach is you see the potential in them. And so you push them you know, to get that out, you know, because they may not see it themselves, but you see it in everyone. You see something great in everyone, right? So you're trying to get that out of them. But with building that relationship first, it's like, you know, you're pushing them, and so they don't, you know, they don't take that in a negative way when you're holding them accountable, right? Or holding them to a high standard. Mm. So again, that's kind of all that tying in together. But yeah, just really holding them accountable and communicating, you know, the way you talk to them, empowering them, mm-hmm. validating them is all part of that.
Yeah. That's really cool. And I'm not sure that people always think about how many skills you can gain that are not just sports related skills, life skills that mm-hmm. you're mm-hmm. gaining from those experiences. Yeah. And leadership is definitely one of those things that you can gain, and being a team, right? And mm-hmm. learning how to navigate that, because that can be tricky.
Yeah, and I can already see with my interaction with some of the student athletes here that they're stepping up to be leaders, and it's amazing.
That's really great.
Yeah.
That's great.
How much time do you get with the student athletes before they start playing actual games? What's the average?
In my role, not a lot, you know. Well, right now, you know, I see them in the cafeteria. So, you know, I'll just, you know, it's, hey, how's it going? Or good luck today, or, you know, things like that. So it's not a ton, obviously not as much as if, you know, compared to coaches. Mm-hmm. Right. But you know, I'm still trying to learn their names and match them names.
It really is. You just got here. So you're trying to learn all your coworkers' names too. So exactly. you got a long to-do list over there.
Yeah. And what doesn't help is that I can't see far. So I do wear glasses when like I drive. I do have glasses, but I don't like to wear them all the time. And so I used to always tell my student athletes, like, hey, if I see you around campus from a distance and I don't say anything to you, it's because I don't know who you are. I can't see you. So don't take offense to that. But I'm like, don't take offense to it.
Yeah, me too.
and then I even follow up with, okay, and if you wave at me, I'm still not going to wave back because I don't know if there's somebody behind me that you're waving at. And so until like I get closer, or unless you say my name or stuff, then I'll really know that you're like, you know, looking at me and saying hi to me. But yeah, so sometimes like if I've seen the athletes, you know, at a distance and I don't have my glasses, I'm like, oh no, I can't even picture their face.
You might want to start wearing your glasses.
I know.
It is super embarrassing though when you wave back at someone and then realize that they were waving at the person behind you, or saying hi to the person behind you.
Yeah,
that is true.
So I understand that. I get it.
So, you know, I wanted to comment something. You said student athlete like every time you've referenced the students who are in your department, and I love the combination of the two because they're not just here to do athletics. They're here to learn as well. And I'm curious, like, how are you helping them balance that in their life here at PUC, trying to balance that whole, I'm a student, but I'm an athlete? Because a lot of times there are people who feel like athletics kind of interferes with the scholarship of what we do here at the college. And how do you help the students try and figure that out and balance that so they can be successful in all areas while they're here?
Yeah, so one, they have to maintain a GPA to be eligible to play. Mm. So that's hopefully a motivating factor. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've talked to our coaches about, you know, checking in, like if I get, I'll be receiving like grade reports, and I'll be getting to those coaches, and I'm encouraging the coaches, hey, if you see something, you know, they failed a test, like what I used to do as a coach, if I got that report, I would call them in. And there was one time where there's two of my student athletes in there. It was like, I think after practice, and I was like, hey ladies, come see me. And they knew what it was going to be about. They're like, no. They're like, no, everyone failed that test. Like everyone failed it, you know, and cause they already knew what I was calling them in for. So that's like the accountability part, mm-hmm. That I want our coaches to, you know, to do. And I'm not saying they haven't done in the past, but like to be more proactive about it. Like, hey, if you see that, call them in, right? Call them in. And when you call them in, it's just about hearing them out, right? It's not just like scolding them or anything. It's just like, hey, what happened here? You know? Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, it could be, oh yeah, well that test was super hard. Everyone, you know, failed it. So it doesn't have that much weight or, you know, anything like that. So just, you know, holding them accountable in that area. And then knowing, you know, if they are needing help, who to direct them to. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I've met with Ellen already, and she, you know, she's okay. a huge advocate for that. So yes. like, yeah, me and her are going to have, you know, a lot of communication. You know, I've heard she's done great things here with the student athletes. So it's like, okay, directing them to her, right? Cause we want you to be successful. Like,
yeah,
we want you to get your degree.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and so like when I was recruited, I would tell recruits like, hey, use us for your degree, you know? Cause at the end of the day that's super important. Like not everyone's going to go pro or play overseas. Right. So let's get your degree, you know, and that has to be something that's important, and you got to hold them accountable.
Yeah.
That's a great lesson for all of us.
Accountability.
Yes.
Balance.
Yes.
Focusing, prioritizing. Yeah.
Yes. And knowing where to get help when you need it, and being okay about asking for help.
Yes. Yep.
Sometimes that's hard.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm not saying that from experience or anything.
Of course not.
So beyond that, what lessons from sports do you think apply, like, outside of the field, the court, you know? So we're talking about a little bit with leadership, mm-hmm. accountability, and learning balance. What other types of lessons do you think apply to their lives that they get in?
Discipline, mm-hmm. Teamwork, time management. The list can go on and on. I mean, how to deal with adversity.
Oh, true.
You know, mm-hmm. You know, people always say that losing builds character, and I like to say, well, but so can winning.
Yes.
You know, I've been blessed to be on a national championship team, and what those ladies had to go through, they sacrificed, and what it took to be a national champion. They learned so many lessons from that, right? So. That's the beauty of sports. I love that, you know, and it's just, creativity, you know, the list goes on and on, but you know, how to hard work, right? Like I used to always say, like doing extra, right? You know, to be great at something, you got to do extra. So let's talk about sports, right? Put in that extra work, put in that extra time. Well, now let's equate that to, let's say, when you're working, you know, in the job force and you're up for a promotion, right? And so you're doing the extra work, but the person who maybe is competition isn't. Well, I'm not going to say all the time, but most likely, hopefully you'll get that promotion because you've been putting in that extra work. Mm-hmm. And so you could equate that to sports, right? Like you're doing the extra work to, you know, to become better. Now, that may not always translate in more playing time or stuff, but just always striving to be better, right? You want to have that mentality, striving for excellence.
Yeah, I'm not sure that we always think about how much effort and work they do have to put into it, right? It's not just the games, just the practices, even it's a lot. It's a big commitment. And so, like that you mentioned time management, because I'm sure that their schedules are pretty full with all that, especially during their seasons.
Yeah. Now, I will say, I think it helps people too, right? It helps in certain individuals if you have a lot going on.
Yeah.
Right. Like, you know, there could be times where it's like you don't have a lot going on. And so you're putting off, like, let's say a paper because you're like, oh, I have time to do that. Mm-hmm. Whereas like if it's crunch time and you know you have to get your homework done because you have practice later on or, you know, stuff like that, it keeps you on task.
Yeah.
Right. So,
good point.
Yeah.
I'm definitely that way. If I have nothing, if I have one thing that I have to do in that day, it's like, I can wait.
I'll
get it done later.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you're saying 5 days later. Oh, wait, is that just me?
Maybe, yeah.
Just be me.
But I do, I get that, like, I do better if I'm busier. Mm-hmm. If I have lots of things scheduled, then I'll get more done than in a day that I had one or two things and I could have done a lot of other stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. But I got more done on the day that I was busy.
Yep.
So definitely get that.
I feel that way, like, when I'm at work, like, Monday versus Friday. Like Monday, I've got the whole week to do all the tasks I need to do. Friday arrives, and here at PUC, it's a half day. And I know some people actually work well beyond that because we have plenty of work to do. But like, you're thinking to yourself, I want to be done at noon. I want to go home and have lunch and not come back to the office. And so then you feel like you have to cram everything into that morning. Why did I do this to myself? Like, clearly, I should have been on a basketball team to learn time management.
Yeah, that was the issue, right? You should have been on a team. Should have been.
Tony, I want to talk to you a little bit about the culture on campus and how athletes can contribute to that. How are you hoping to have athletics influence and contribute to the broader culture here at PUC?
Yeah, I think student athletes have a great opportunity, right, to step up and be leaders, right? So I think that, you know, with that aspect, I mean, like I said, I've already experienced some leaders, you know, with my short time here. So just trying to get them out, you know, have them build relationships with, you know, not only their teammates and other students, but with faculty and staff, you know, and it just goes back to like doing things the right way, right? Just by example, leading by example, you know, if we can create this culture where, you know, athletics are, you know, our leaders in different departments, things like that. Because I do know some of the student athletes, they work in other departments too, yeah. Right? So if they're the top workers, that's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, yeah. That you know, so we have so much opportunity to affect this whole community or the whole campus. So yeah, those are just some things.
Yeah, I like that you brought up community because I was going to ask too. How do you see, you know, what role do you see athletics in connecting with the community?
Yeah. So an example that our women's volleyball team already did, they held a clinic on a Sunday, and I think it was with the St. Helena High School. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they brought the high school over. They did a clinic. So, you know, I would love our coaches to do other clinics. Now, I understand the coaches are busy, but like if we you know, try to do that. You know, we want to make our games like the main event in town. Right. Mm-hmm. Like, cause you know, it's a small town. So get people from the community to come to our games. And so, yeah, it's just, yeah, those are some ideas, but yeah, we definitely have, an opportunity to reach out to the community, and help and, you know, community service, right. You know, things like that as well. So,
you know, I do know actually there's at least one I know of student athlete who's here right now, who has been working with a couple of eighth graders who really want to, you know, I know they've got a while till they're at college, but like they really love playing sports and they wanted to get better at some of the skills. And so this college athlete has been meeting them at the gym on a regular basis this summer to just practice skills on the court. Yep. And I just think that's so cool that she's willing. She might be getting compensated. I'm not going to like, I don't want to be like everybody calling you up and like, I'd like a coach.
Yeah.
But like, I just think it's cool that she's willing to put extra time in with these kids that are just so excited about sports. So she can kind of share that passion and skill set with them.
Well, and then on the other side, like I said about the volleyball team with the St. Helena High School, invite them to your games now. Right.
Yeah.
So now, you know, this individual is, you know, training. Well, now she's building relationships with, you know, so it's now like,
come watch me play.
Bring your family. Come, you know, so like now, it drawing people in from the community and inviting them to our games.
That makes a big difference because I know when I have students who are in my classes who are on the team, makes it so much more interesting, exciting to go to the games if you know certain people.
Exactly, yes. If you have that connection
with
someone. And that's the thing, I want to encourage the student athletes to invite faculty and staff.
Yes.
It's going to be posted on social media when our games are, but like let's personally invite.
It's different.
Yes.
When you
different.
See it on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, and you're like, oh, there's games, that's cool. It's way different when a student comes to you and goes, we have a game Saturday night. It'd be really cool if you were there. Like, you can't say no to that.
I know. It's hard. Yeah.
It is really hard. Yeah.
But it is. It's nice when they invite you personally
to
their games. Yeah.
Well, I know we've been talking a lot about the exciting, amazing, really good things about sports, but I'm curious if there's something that you could change about college sports. what would that be?
Oh, yeah, that's a tough question.
Ooh, tough one.
The only thing that I could think of is just the transfer portal, but I don't have a solution. It's just the way transfer, and I get it, but I think it's just gotten out of control.
Can you define, just for listeners who may not be familiar with that phrase, what you're talking about?
Like, they don't know.
Yeah.
Can you explain to Tara?
I mean, so the transfer portal is for NCAA institutions. I know we're NAIA, but I mean, it's still, even at our level, you have student athletes who do transfer. But it's changed where they can just transfer year to year, like every year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Huh. And now in the NAI, we don't have a transfer portal, but at the NCAA level, they have to notify the school that they're going to enter this transfer portal. And then now it allows coaches to recruit them. It's like, oh, you're telling, and they go into this like website or program that shares that information that they're in the portal. So now you can legally contact them. There's always
that turnover.
Athletes just always are tough. In there. Right. Yeah. And it's, if they're not getting playing time, then they hop in.
Mm.
Right. If for any little thing that they'll hop in, and it's just, it's gotten out of control. That's just a big topic in college sport college sports, but I don't have a solution for that. But I don't know. I mean, but I get it. I get the transfer, but I think it just needs to be regulated a little bit more. But again, I don't know how.
Well, I mean, as far as PUC is concerned, I feel like what we've been talking about with the holistic approach to welcoming the students on campus and getting them involved, if we are pulling them in for something and getting them excited about something other than athletics, in addition to athletics, then potentially that transfer interest could diminish if they have a place here, if they feel like they belong here somewhere other than on the bench or, part of their team. If they feel like they have something here besides the athletics, we could potentially reduce the number of students that we have turning over every year. Yep. So that right there is motivation for us to make sure that our athletes feel like they have a place here, because they do. They absolutely do. And we want them here. We need them here. Yep. And we should do that for every student. Yep. But I just feel like what you're saying, like the transfer rate of athletes sounds like is much higher than your other traditional students in other programs.
Yeah.
So
yeah. And that goes back to, trying to enhance the student athlete experience.
Right.
We're trying to do what we can with what we got. It's not like we can just give them everything they want, right?
Right.
I mean, that would be great, but exactly. So I can't do that, but if we can enhance that experience, then hopefully, they want to stay and they want to, embrace the process and things like that.
Yeah. So speaking of that, how can those of us that are not directly involved with athletics, how can we best support you and the program? Yeah, what can we do?
Yeah, I think just showing up, to games. But then I think not only showing up, but then talking to them, it's nice. Yeah, that's great, that you show up. But then maybe even, talk to them, either after the game or like the next day, things like that. But I think the first step is showing up because I think they can tell. Like they can see who's
there. The investment.
There. Yeah. They can, they'll notice who's there, who's not. But then I think the other part is just is talking to them too. Right.
Relationship.
And yes, exactly. Yeah. I think those are the two that just off the top of my head. Come.
Okay. Well, I love talking to the basketball students.
Good. Yeah.
I got to meet the soccer students earlier this summer. I went on a hike with them in the forest. I mentioned this on a previous episode.
Exciting.
And some of them had never been in the forest before.
Forest?
Well, maybe I did. I asked some of them, are you guys are you city people? And they're like, yeah. Oh. But honestly, there was one kid who said he's been out in the forest a few times. And he's like, every time I go out there and come back, I feel like I'm so much more at peace with who I am and life.
Nice.
And so it was so great to get to talk to them like that. Like when else would I interact with them unless I was being intentional about it? And I just happened to get invited along on this hike that
I was going to say how I wasn't invited.
It was a required activity for the team. So they had to go, they were like, you have to be at church and you have to be at the hike.
I see.
And so I was invited to tag along, and I was really grateful because I just don't know the athletes. I don't cross paths with them. I sit in an office all day because I'm not a professor. So I sit in a little corner and type away on my little computer. But so this was a really fun opportunity to engage with the athletes. And there really are. They are incredible people. And I'm really glad they're here. Yeah. And so I look forward to going to games now because I know who they are.
Right.
Yeah. So
that's great. That's awesome.
Okay. So we're going to wrap up here in a bit, but I just wanted to ask you a fun question. What's your favorite sport to play versus your favorite sport to watch? Are they different?
No, they're not. It is the same. It's basketball. Same. Basketball all the way. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite NBA team or WNBA?
Oh, now we're going to get...
Yeah,
I don't know if we want to venture into that. Sorry. That could be...
I didn't think about that.
Shut down our listeners.
From that.
But I am from Portland, so...
Okay, so go ahead. Yeah, tell us.
The Trailblazers.
Yeah. Okay.
Even though they're rebuilding, but yeah, I got to still root for my hometown team.
And the Blazers. Yep. You got it. Yep.
All right. Yep. Nuggets.
Ooh, okay. Oh, are you...
I'm from Colorado.
Okay,
yeah,
that's... So. Okay. Okay,
I'm not just, I'm not a fair weather fan. Okay.
Not a bandwagon.
Nope.
I'm not a sports person, really. I will acknowledge that right now. Maybe I shouldn't admit that now, but in front of you. But I claim the Mariners as my baseball team. And so I can't be a fair weather team because I'm a fair weather fan. I mean, like, that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Mariners, huh?
It's a sad day. I don't actually know how they're doing right now, but in the past, anyway. Loyalty.
Yeah.
There you go.
So what advice, Tony, would you give to student athletes stepping into a new season?
Yeah. I would say just to embrace it all. Strive for greatness. Don't settle for less. Earn everything. Make friends with everyone. Not only your teammates, right? Just, make friends with everyone. Ask for help. Not a lot of people can say that they have or they are a collegiate athlete. So don't take that for granted.
True.
And just, embracing it all, embracing the process, everything. Just, do what, do everything to the best of your ability.
Yeah. Give it 100.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Nice. Earn it. Earn it. I like to earn it.
So to close today, can you give us a vision snapshot? What would success look like at the end of your first year?
I think just making as many improvements as I can with having the student athletes at the forefront of that, right? We're here to serve them. And help them grow so we can make this place, a little bit better, like I go back to embrace, enhancing the student athlete experience, but just building that quality program and just really making, improvements. Some will be small, some hopefully big, but just, making some improvements, to the best I can.
Mm. Nice.
Well, thanks for being here with us today, Tony.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's very interesting.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
It was fun to get to know you, and I will be at some games. I'm committing right now.
Yes. Same. Yes.
We'll be there.
Please do. Yeah. I think our home one is going to be a scrimmage. It's not final, but I think it's going to be in a couple weeks, women's soccer.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. And then, so after that, we don't really have a lot of home games between now and then. We'll get that on social media. Our sports information director is great. His name is Kenneth Perez. He's great. He's doing a great job. So, he's the one who will get that information out.
Do you have a PUC Athletics Instagram or TikTok or any kind of social media that we can?
We do.
Okay, I'll get that from you. We'll also put that in the show notes. Yes. And so people can connect with you on there and see what's going on. Stay in touch with athletics. Yes. And we'll do our best to support you guys.
Awesome. Yeah, follow them.
Appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And for you, those of you listening, if today's conversation gave you a new perspective, sparked a question, or stirred something worth sitting with, please subscribe to the podcast so you can keep exploring with us. We're here to uplift, encourage, and remind you that you're not alone in this journey.
And if you're on Instagram, follow us at @uncharted_PUC for uplifting campus stories, fresh perspectives, and a little inspiration for the road ahead. Until next time, explore boldly, care deeply, and lead bravely.